Hello, I'm Mrs. Evans, the head of Weston Green School in Thames Ditton. Welcome to Weston Green Speaks, a regular 5-minute insight into how we make the difference at Weston Green School. Throughout the year, we will be covering a variety of interesting topics, all of which explore and illustrate what matters most to us at Weston Green. We hope you enjoy this episode.
Hello, I'm Mrs. Asmina Hansard, Deputy Head Teacher and Head of PSHE and Pastoral Care at Weston Green School. Today we're talking to our four house captains who are here to share their stories, insights and tips about their role and responsibilities. We'll learn what it takes to be a great leader, how to motivate and support your house members and how to have fun along the way. So let's get started. Hello house captains, thank you for joining us today.
Hello.
Hello.
Okay. Can you explain a bit about the house system here at Weston Green School?
We have four houses, Arbrook, Ditton, Fairmile and Littleworth. They're all named after local commons in the area. The house system aims to foster a sense of belonging, teamwork and friendly competition among the children at Weston Green.
Lovely. And tell me a little bit about each house.
Each house captain and vice has a vice captain who are voted by their classmates and teachers.
And what do the houses do?
All our houses compete in various events throughout the year, like sports, quizzes, art, music and drama.
Do you have a favourite competition, Jemima?
Yes, I like our sports and our drama.
Excellent. Okay, so what does a house captain do, Lexi?
They provide guidance and support and encourage the other team members through a variety of competitions.
Lovely. And Sam, can you tell me a little bit more about how it operates, what activities, how is it regulated?
We work closely with Mrs. Handrush, who oversees the house captains and come up with fun ideas and input into the activities and events like Pyjama-rama Day and Movie Night.
And you have another idea, don't you, as a team, a winter walk, Sam. Tell me a little bit about that.
The winter walk would be 5K across December, which would be Weston Green's version of a shine walk.
So what do you think are some of the qualities and the skills that a house captain should have, Talia?
A house captain should be responsible and polite and should be a good role model for the younger children.
Perfect. Sam, can you think of any other qualities and skills that a house captain should have?
They should be a confident speaker who puts their house before themselves, and they represent a school by having smart uniform and always being polite to teachers and younger pupils.
Brilliant, lovely. What do you like most about being a house captain, Lexi?
I like all of our meetings with you and all of the ideas that we can share.
Brilliant, and you have all come up with many, many ideas. I have a long, long list that I need to sift through. Excellent. So, house captains, what tips would you give to motivate and support your house members in the various activities and competitions that you've got planned for this year?
It is important to make sure everyone knows the rules and what is happening when, including competitions and activities.
That's a really good tip. Lexi?
We can decorate banners to cheer on our teammates in competitions.
Oh, really good idea. Jemima?
You should be kind and supportive and like words and say words of encouragement which make them feel better.
Okay, brilliant. And Talia, your last tip?
I want to bring the team together to discuss important matters and making us one close unit.
Brilliant. Really like that. Thank you so much, House Captains. You've shared a lot of insight with us and I'm really excited on this journey and look forward to all these wonderful ideas that you have.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening. If you liked this episode, please share with your friends and family who might be interested. And of course, do follow us on our social channels, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Please join us next time on Weston Green Speaks.